please welcome Chris McKinney.
Thank you. About 5 years ago, I decided to try my hand at baking bread. So I did research. I learned a lot about grains and different kinds of flours and the different protein content of certain flours, which is important when you're baking bread. I learned some new terminology like boule, banneton, lam, and I relearned that patience is a virtue. And I baked loaf breads, yeast breads, white, whole wheat. That was pretty easy. Also baked some sourdough breads where that's a little more complicated. You have to make a starter. A starter is a leavening agent with flour and water that ferments. So that's as opposed to store-bought yeast. So it's a little more complicated. But I had some relative success, and my son works at, he's worked for many, many years in the theater district of Manhattan, New York City. So often for lunch, he would go a few blocks, turn down around the block, and go down to Hell's Kitchen to a bakery called Amy's Bread. So when I started getting interested in baking bread, he bought for me, for Mother's Day, Amy's Bread cookbook. And that was my resource for all the information I got and a lot of the recipes. A lot of the breads that I wanted to make, I couldn't make because I didn't have an electric mixer with a dough hook. A lot of the recipes called for that. So I kneaded my own dough, and I made a mess of the kitchen, made a mess of myself, but had moderate success for about a year. And then I stopped baking bread because I was eating way too much of it. Last month, my son and his family decided to visit from the East Coast. And over the years, we've had quite a lot of family migrate from the Midwest to California. So I thought I'll have a big family dinner to welcome them to California. And for the first time in many, many years, I'll bake some bread. And about a year after I stopped baking bread, ironically, I won a KitchenAid mixer from Idler's. So now my son's coming. I've decided to make a real complex bread from Amy's Bread cookbook, and now I have an electric mixer so I can do this. So it's called Organic Miche, and it produces a big 3-pound boule, and I had to start it a week before my son arrived because I had to make a white sourdough starter, which consisted of crushed grapes, just regular flour and water. And then it ferments for 12 to 24 hours at room temperature, which according to the book, the ideal room temperature is about 75 to 78 degrees. My room temperature was about 70 degrees. So I waited the full 24 hours before feeding the starter. To feed a starter, you discard about half of it and then you add more flour and water. And with each feeding, when it's time to feed it again, it's supposed to be active and bubbly. But every 24 hours, I'd look in there and there was no bubbles, no activity, but I fed it anyway after every 24 hours. So now we're 3 days into the starter, which was just the first starter, which I had to use to make the Miche Levain second starter, which was going to be used for the bread ultimately. So it was too late to start over, and I really wanted this to work. So I thought, well, I'll call some local bakeries and talk to the baker and get some tips. Like, what can I do to get my starter to start? So I did. I called 3 or 4 bakeries in San Luis Obispo, but unfortunately, at the time of day that I called, all the bakers were gone. You know, they come at the crack of dawn, or they leave at the crack of dawn. They come at the middle of the night, do their thing. And so during the day, the only people at the bakeries are just the clerks who sell the stuff. So nobody could answer my question. So I thought, well, I'll call Amy's Bread in Hell's Kitchen in New York and see if I can talk to somebody there. I mean, after all, I'm using their cookbook. So when my son bought the book, there was only the original location of Amy's Bread in Hell's Kitchen. But now there are 6 or 7 Amy's Breads all over the city. So really, really been quite a successful endeavor. Anyway, I called the Hell's Kitchen. The guy answered. I told him my dilemma. I said, I need some pointers. What can I do? And he tried to answer my questions. He couldn't. He said, hold on. I'll get somebody that could help you. So I waited and I waited. So Amy herself gets on the phone. I mean, this was amazing to me that the successful baker who has a chain of restaurants in New York City, who has won all kinds of international artisan bread baking contests, has published at least one cookbook, and I'm talking to her. So Amy to the rescue. So I told her what was going on, and she said, taste the starter. Just stick your finger in and taste it. She said, if it tastes sour, you don't have to throw it away. You're well on the way. She said, the thing is, you're going to have to feed it a lot more often, like every 8 hours. Even though the book said 12 to 24, feed it every 8 hours, and you have to find a warmer atmosphere for it. So we decided it might be a good idea to put it in the oven with the oven door ajar and just have the oven light on. That might just give it, you know, a nice warm climate. And that worked. I actually put a thermometer in the oven and it was 78 degrees, just perfect. The thing about yeast, either if it's a starter, which is natural yeast, or a store-bought yeast, which works much quicker, is if it's too hot, you'll kill it. And if it's too cold, as I learned, it just won't come alive. It won't be active. So the oven with the door ajar and the light on became my room for my room temperature for the rest of the process. Sure enough, at the end of that day, after putting it in there and having it bubble up and be active and bubbly, it was ready. So the next morning, I could make the Mish Levan starter with that starter, which meant adding rye flour and wheat flour. And then finally, I could use my electric mixer. And this is a big, gloppy blob of heavy, wet dough. There's no way you could knead it on a counter. So, and it mixes a total of 9 minutes in the electric mixer with rests in between, and it's quite a process. So, but when you're done with the mixer, you turn it into an oiled bowl and let it rise for 30 minutes, then fold it over, turn it over again, push it down. Do this about 3 times. Finally, then you turn it into a banneton, which is this kind of a shaped proofing basket. And you let it rise in there for at least an hour. When it's almost time to bake, you preheat the oven at 480 degrees. I don't have a commercial steam oven, so to get the kind of taste that you would get from a steam oven with stone, you put a baking stone or a pizza stone on the top rack, you put a cast iron skillet on the bottom rack, and they preheat with the oven. Just about the time before it's time to put the bread in the oven, you turn the boule out onto a cornmeal covered peel and score it with a lom, which is a curved razor to score the bread so that it doesn't burst when it goes into the hot oven, and have boiling water ready. And as simultaneously as you can, without burning yourself, you put the boule on the pizza stone, pull out the peel, and pour boiling water, a cup of boiling water, in the cast iron skillet and shut the door real quick, because it's the steam that creates the crust, the crunchy crust that you get with good artisan bread. So after that, you turn the temperature down 20 minutes later to 450, bake it another 30 minutes. It looked just like the picture. It looked absolutely beautiful, this big 3-pound bowl of dark, crusty bread, but I had no idea what it was going to taste like. So that I baked the bread the day my son arrived. The next day was the big family meal. So to make the crust crispy again, and I wanted to warm up the bread, just put it back in the oven, spray it with water, put it back in the oven. The water makes the crust crispy. And I cut into it, and the crumb, which is what you call the inside of the bread, was spongy and just delicious. I mean, everybody raved about the bread. It was so good, and it was a big success. And my son took a picture of me holding the bowl before I cut into it. And when he got back to New York, he sent an email to Amy thanking her for helping me and with the picture, and she loved it, and she sent us both back an email, and we corresponded for a while by email, and next in July, I'm going to New York City, and Amy and I are going to meet. So it was great.